Stephen, thank you for sitting down with me. You have no idea how many politicians and reporters have been waiting for an opportunity just like this.
I'm sorry, I got a little frog in my throat there.
President Bush, great president or the greatest president?
Worst president ever. And yes, I'm including Franklin Pierce.
Perfect. Hillary Clinton.
Huge dyke.
Barack Obama.
Look, I am afraid of Barack Obama. He's a drunken McDonald's employee. And yes, I want to go on record with that.
Mr. Colbert, what is your number one beef with liberals?
You little bastards deserve every bit of misery in your pathetic little lives. I hope you end up living on the streets, eating scraps from the garbage can. You should all be put in sacks and drowned.
How about for America's enemies?
I'm personally willing to help your cause in any way I can. I appreciate the effort.
Do you have hopes and dreams for America?
The troops are stupid, and those people are what's worst about America.
Media, say, have any hobbies?
I love getting high.
Is there any truth to that? How has fame changed you?
I love cock. Can't get enough milky discharge.
Okay. Now, if you had one message for America's orphans, what would it be?
The Holocaust never happened.
What is the number one issue facing America?
Want me to mime it or something?
Sure.
There are people who say Dick Cheney shaved a big butt. He's very scary to average Americans. Plus, he promises he'll get our budget back in the 50-gallon drum of lubricant.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for sitting down with me.
It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. I'd love to see what you wizards do with that.